This is what I love about being a Christian man. This is why today I want to invite you to give your life to Christ. You're about to see that God wins. God wins because He fights for us. And He never leaves us, never forsakes us.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilson and a message on leadership. The Encouraging Word. Now, before you say, oh, I don't need that, I'm not really a leader, I'm a follower. Well, we're all followers of Jesus Christ. But here's the uniqueness. There are those that are following us, whether we realize it or not. And the power of godly leadership is critical to the way that we take in the responsibility of knowing people are following and make sure they're following towards Jesus. In just a few minutes, Dr. Don's going to finish this message, The Power of Godly Leadership. We've learned a little bit from Nehemiah yesterday. Don't worry if you missed that. Dr. Don will catch you up in just a minute. But I want you to know we're here for you. 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673. You'll always find someone ready to pray with you and for you here. And now, Dr. Don Wilton.
Number 7, he detailed the challenge from verse 13 through verse 16. This man in his godly leadership, he began to detail the challenge. You know, I initially sat down with a pen in my hand and a piece of paper, and I decided that I would try to map this out. I wish I could have had someone who understands design, and there are many people that I know and friends who have kind of got an architectural type of mind. But if you go back and you reconstruct Jerusalem, back in the days of Nehemiah, it was amazing the attention to detail. He detailed the challenge. He went from one gate to the next, and he looked and he analyzed. He made absolutely certain that the job which he was approaching had been covered in the minutest detail. Number 8, he waited on God's timing. Verse 16 says, and the officials did not know where I had gone or what I was doing. I had not even yet told the people, that is the populace of the people, exactly what it was that we needed to do. They were the ones that were going to go and work. They were it. This has kind of got a military strategy in it. I love to study military strategies from years gone by, and you look at some of the great battles. I remember reading about the late General Norman Schwarzkopf, one of our great military heroes, in the operations in the desert. This man was a military strategist, and he understood as he would begin to analyze the details, but he recognized when he knew what lay before him that he had to wait on perfect timing to launch that attack. Timing is something that's held in the palm of God's hands because He knows. And here we find this incredible godly leadership principle. He waited on God's timing. But number 9, he rested it all on the Lord. He rested everything on the Lord. I absolutely love verse 18. A pastor in our region called me this week, and he's facing some interesting challenges in one of our churches and ministries. And he notified me this week, and so yesterday I got on the phone and I called him and we chatted together and just had a wonderful time of fellowship. My purpose was just to encourage him and to get alongside of him and remind him that I'm his brother and that I love him and that we're on the same page together. And all of a sudden, while I was speaking to him, I said, you know, I've got a verse for you, brother. I got a verse for you. He must have thought, you know that Don Wilton, what a spiritual man, just suddenly gets a verse. What he didn't know sitting right there in front of me was this passage I was preaching on. And I said, I got a verse for you. The Lord has laid on my heart a verse for you. I gave him verse 18. Can I read it to you? This is what verse 18 says. And I told them of the hand of my God that had been upon me for good. Isn't that a great word? Don't you just love that? What a godly leadership principle. That's powerful, you know. That's something I want to be able to say. I want to see that in my own life. He rested it all on the Lord. You know, so here we see all of this in his leadership. He went personally and he took a deep breath and he selected only a few godly people around him and he thought before he spoke and he traveled light. He told everybody to stay at home and he avoided the crowds and he detailed the challenge and he waited on God's timing and he rested it all on the Lord. Do you know what I've discovered, folks? I've discovered when God speaks, just let God speak. Because it led to the tenth thing that he did. You know, as soon as everything happened and as soon as all the people began to do the work, I hate to tell you this, I'm sorry. You know, I said to the Lord yesterday, I said, Lord, did you have to include verse 19 and 20? Gosh, you know, I mean, here they are all doing this. Nehemiah's done that, but here comes Sanballat and Tobiah. Oh, what an awesome twosome. Sanballat, the sewer rat, and Tobiah, the tick bite. Here they come. You know what happened in the 10th godly principle? He gave the critics over to God. I found that so beautiful. He just gave the critics over to God. Remember, he had just rested everything on the Lord. So when the inevitable happens, somebody doesn't like it. He just gave the critics over to the Lord. All right, that's Nehemiah. So here are some godly leadership principles for you and me. I tell you, I prayed about these. You ready for them? This is me I'm talking about. This is what I have to do. This is what you have to do. Here you are today. Here I am today. You're a father. You're a mother. You're a business leader. You're a manager. You're a school teacher. You're a grandparent. You're a leader on that campus. You're a Sunday school teacher. You know, we can just go right the whole gamut. And the Lord lives in your heart and in your life. Here are 10 godly leadership principles taken from the life of Nehemiah. This is the power of one. You ready for this? Number one, proceed. Proceed. There's leadership principle number one, proceed. Leaders, look at me. Get on with it. Proceed. I went personally to Jerusalem. Proceed. Number two, reflect. Godly leaders reflect. He took a deep breath. Maybe there's someone today, you love the Lord, you know what needs to be done, you need to proceed, but at the same time, you need to chill out. Take a deep breath. Reflect. You know, by the way, one of those great verses in the scriptures, if I might give it to you, they that wait on the Lord will renew their, what's the last word? Strength. They, by the way, if you break that word down, they, strong ones who wait on the Lord, those who would be strong, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. So here's the principle. Proceed. Number two, reflect. Number three, select. There's the third godly leadership principle. Be very selective. Can I say this to everybody? Can I say this to you? Some of you talk too much. You're running your mouth off to too many people. I don't know how else to say that. That's why you're never getting to where you need to go. Stop talking so much. Isn't that awful? I want you to just get a hold of this. Didn't say cut everybody off. Didn't say that. That's not the picture that we've got here. This is not flying solo. This is not just saying nobody else matters. There is a tremendous power of one here What we see in Nehemiah is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 100, 2,000 coming together with an impact. You can do this. And together we can select. Go back and re-evaluate who are your counselors. Who are these people that are counseling you? Who are you going to for advice? It's time that you stop talking to some people. There are some people you do not need to be listening to. Look at their life. What are they doing? How have they lived their lives? What is the source of the water that you are drinking from? Where's the water coming from? Select. Number four, here's the fourth godly leadership principle. Pray. He thought before he spoke. You know what I'm praying for? I'm praying that all of us are going to take hold of God's ability. All of us. Pray. Number five, here's the fifth godly leadership principle. Unclutter. Uh-oh, someone's in trouble right now. You just thought of your garage back home, didn't you? Listen, I got no room to speak, man. My wife looked at me yesterday. She said, you got to go and clean out your study. You know, it only takes me 2 days to get to my desk. When I get to the third day, unclutter. You know, it's an amazing thing that, you know, Nehemiah had all the availability. There's nothing wrong with all the mules and the donkeys and the backpacks and everything. But he knew at this stage of his assignment that he had to lay everything else down. If you are going to accomplish what God's putting in your heart and you know God's given you that assignment, lay everything else aside and get it done. Some of you looking at me, for example, you're saying to me, you know, for the last 25 years, I've decided to get myself into shape and it never happens. One of the reasons it never happens is because you're so cluttered. You've actually got to get focused on what you're doing. If you decide you're going to go to the gymnasium and go and work out, for example, it means that you've got to make space to be able to do it. If you don't have space or time to do it, how do you think you're going to do it? Got to unclutter. It's a real challenge in a church. It's a beautiful challenge because we have so much going on in a church. What we try to do, even as ministers, every week, we'll sit down and we'll try to zoom in and focus. Man, it's not easy because you've got everything as good. It's not like these other things are not important. So there's that godly leadership principle like Nehemiah. Unclutter. Number six, avoid. Avoid. He avoided the crowds. There are some things you have got to avoid. Yeah, including people. If I can just say a word to our young people, our young people are so precious. But if you're a young person, there are many, many wonderful friends that you've got, right? Got a lot of great friends. Friends are very special people. You'll have those friends for life. But so Dr. Don's just going to go ahead and say it, all right? There's some friends you need to start avoiding. They are absolutely messing you up. Stop it. Every time you're with them, there you go. I hate to tell you that, but it's true. You hang around with bad company long enough, you'll become bad company. It's like saying, you know, I smoke cigarettes and I'm going to try and give up, and all you do is hang around with a bunch that smoke cigarettes. Hello. You got to avoid. It's a very hard thing because it sounds almost contradictory as a believer. You've got to make some decision. That's a godly leadership principle. Sometimes it'll seem like you're taking one step backwards, right? But actually, when you think you're taking one step backwards and you're doing it in the name of the Lord, you're going to take 25 steps forward.
Forgive the interruption, but isn't that something we all need to learn to do, to give over the critics to God? You know, there's a lot that can be learned from Nehemiah thousands of years ago that you and I could apply to today's, especially social media heavy, critically heavy way of life. It seems like everyone's ready to be a critic. I pray that you and I would learn from God's example about what it's like to be an encourager. The fact that we're called the Encouraging Word is not a mistake. It's what Dr. Don feels led that we have been called out to do, to encourage you to the power of God's Word, the Bible itself. And if you're not spending time on a daily basis with God's Word, then you're missing out on a great resource. It could be that you need a copy of God's Word. Well, we'd love to make that available to you. Just call us and let us know. 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And when you call, also ask for the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. It'll give you a pattern, a way to spend some time on a regular basis in God's Word and watch that take root, bear fruit, and help you grow. Let's dive back into today's message now, The Power of Godly Leadership with Dr. Don Wilton.
Number 7, detail. Godly leadership principle number 7, detail. That's what he did. He detailed the challenge. What you and I have to do is you've got to stop. You've got to do all these things. Proceed, reflect, select, pray, unclutter, avoid, and then detail. One of the things that I do, my wife will tell you, I do this probably 5, 6, I hope 7 days a week. Not every day, but I get out a sheet of paper, like just a piece of paper. I don't mind, it can be a scrap piece of paper. And I'll begin my day and I'll write down there, I'll put a line and I'll write down what it is I have to do. Just bullet points. Boom, 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 boom. Need to write this letter, need to make that call, need to go and visit that person, need to be in that meeting, and I just put a line next to it. I don't number it. If I number it, I don't want to see 35 things that I got to do. That just clutters me up. I'm not counting, but I've got this. And you can come to my home right now. You'll see these pieces of paper. So I make that phone call. It says there, call Steve Skinner. So I pick up the phone. I call Steve. Hey, Steve, what's up? Have you got that $500 check you were going to give me? And I get that all out of the way, all right? And I've spoken to Steve. When I've spoken to him, I go back to my silly little list and I put a check mark there. Silly, isn't it? You know, sometimes I'll get to 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll look and I've got 10 check marks. It's sort of like a feeling of accomplishment. Do I always get through my list? No. Detail. Number 8, wait. Number 8, wait. He waited on God's timing. Remember, God is not in the same hurry. You and I are always I'm always in a hurry. I go at 100 miles an hour. God is not. Wait. One of the great principles we're learning from Nehemiah was that he didn't just rush in there with a shovel. He didn't just call for a backhoe. He did it right. The more right and proper you do it, the greater the success you're going to have. Wait. Wait on the Lord. If God's given you that assignment, God is going to bring that assignment to fruition. Number 9, trust. Beautiful. Trust. There's my verse 18 again that I gave to my brother yesterday. Trust. Love that verse 18. I told them that the hand of my God that had been upon me. Trust. Just trust. You know, God's hand is on. Isn't that a beautiful statement? You know, all these things that we're looking, I'm trying to do this, trying to do that, but I know that God has spoken. God's hand is on me. Trust. And number 10, anticipate. Anticipate. Great godly leadership principle. You know, in his case, he anticipated what he was facing. He anticipated obstacles. Everybody watch me. You will never do anything for God that there's not somebody out there who's not going to like it. Just get used to it, right? You need to anticipate that. You are not going to accomplish what you do without having to do some jolly hard work. You've got to jump over things. You've got to anticipate. You've got to know how to respond. Ask God for a lot of grace. Otherwise, all you end up doing is knee-jerking. If you knee-jerk, you don't get it done right. And God's in control. So the principle of anticipation is very important. When he went and detailed all the assignment, he anticipated. What was he anticipating? Well, where this gate is, the dung gate, where this gate is, how much this is, the length of that, what's length of the trench, how many shovels do we need, how many people will it take to do the job? He did a calculation, and he anticipated everything. He even anticipated Sanballat and Tobiah. It's all of it. It's a big picture. Anticipating is a very big picture. A forewarned person is a forearmed person. Spiritually, a forewarned person is a forearmed person. And besides that, that's reality. It's reality. That's what life is, folks. You can't get away from that. You're going to battle. You're going to get things drop in your plate. You're going to be distracted. You're going to struggle. You're going to struggle with all kinds of things. And struggle comes in the form of people and places and things and dispositions and backgrounds and past and unforgiveness and things that have been said and not been said. These are all out there, but God will give to you an unbelievable ability. When you seize godly leadership, you say, Lord, I am going to do this because you have given me this assignment. I can't do it in my own. I can only do it by your grace. I'm not capable of doing these things, but you can do it. And here's Nehemiah. Man, he just took this and he charged and he said, Lord, here I am. He invoked all these principles. And it's amazing. I don't want to get to the end of the story, but you know what happened, folks? The walls were rebuilt. Isn't that great? Every head bowed. I'm going to ask you to respond today. To come, to lay your life before the Lord, to make that commitment to the Lord. Maybe today it's something in your family. Maybe it's something to do with your finances. Perhaps it's something to do with your relationships. Maybe it's building that business, decisions that you have to make. And somehow in all of this, God has just begun to speak to you. And you know because He's speaking to you. Lord Jesus, right now, I'm asking, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts and that people would come. I pray, Lord, that people would give their lives to Christ because none of this would make any sense outside of knowing you. It all begins right there at the foot of the cross where we give our hearts and lives to you, Jesus. And Lord, I'm praying for my people today. I'm praying, Lord, that you would get our hearts, that all of us would become engaged together, each one of us, individually. And then as the power together as one. Lord, thank you for those that mean so much to others, for encouraging words and kind hearts, for the hand holders and the letter writers, and those who bake loaves of bread for the hurting. Thank you for a sweet, sweet smile. Thank you for just a look that builds up and doesn't break down. Thank you for the people who look out for those, Lord, who perhaps find themselves in many dire and untoward circumstances. Bless, Lord Jesus, so many leaders today who lead by precept and by example. Help us as we lead to rise up. Help us to be wall builders and gate reconstructors. Help us to make certain that our children are protected years from now. Help us in our church to rise up as believers and be counted for Christ. Lord, we love you today. We cannot do any of this on our own. Only through you. It's only by your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow, what a powerful message. You've been listening to Dr. Don Wilton. And not only is Dr. Don a well-known author, evangelist, pastor now for over 25 years, former seminary professor, there's a lot of education and inspiration there. But his heart is that you would come to gain understanding from the power of godly leadership, but to understand that God wants you to lead out. And perhaps in your own family, we've been praying for some friends right now that they need to make decisions for Christ, Maybe you need to make a decision for Christ. My own testimony is that I was a church guy. I knew what to say, what not to do. I had all of those things taken care of, but I didn't know Jesus personally. And without that knowledge, nothing else matters. And for me, I gave my heart to Christ that summer, and I have never been the same. I pray that you know the difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus, because today would be the perfect day to come to know him, to give your heart to him completely. Let us pray with you. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD. Let us answer some questions you might have after today's teaching. Or more importantly, perhaps right now, you just need to hear these next thoughts from Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready? Would you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that Jesus loves me and that he died on a cross for me. Today, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus, and I give him my heart and my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer from your heart and you've given your life to Christ, I welcome you to the family of God. You are my brother, my sister in Christ. Let's get engaged together, because we are connected together forever as believers in Christ. And don't leave whatever you do, because I'll be right back.
Oh my goodness, if God's done something as you've been listening to the pastor, either right there in the studio or moments ago from the pulpit, it's time to let us know so we can help you grow. Our phone number is 866-899-WORD, and we would love to pray with you, pray for you, put some free resources Dr. Don has prepared just for you as you've given your heart to Jesus. That number again is 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at theencouragingword.org. You know, every single day, people's lives are changed by the power of the ministry of the gospel through this ministry, The Encouraging Word. And we do that not only on the place you're listening right now, the radio station, the podcast, but we do this around the world because of encouragers. And here's Dr. Don to let you know what an encourager is.
Hello, my friends. I want to speak to you personally today from my heart to yours. I don't think there is ever a better or more important time for us to respond to our world by standing up for righteousness. Now, with this in mind, I would like to invite you to become an encourager ministry partner. You see, together we can impact lives both now and for all time and all eternity. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry. And to know that you are standing with me financially enables me to move forward with confidence to do the work God has called me to do. So please call the number on your screen and just simply say, I want to become an encourager. Thank you so much for helping me.
The number Dr. Don was referring to is this, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673, and you'll find that in a number of ways to connect on our website at theencouragingword.org.
Thank you so much for sending me the Daily Encouraging Word devotional. I passed it on to a friend from Kenya, and now he's sending it to his sister in Kenya. The Encouraging Word has been such a blessing to me. The Encouraging Word.